This is the story of the children recklessly plunged into destiny by those who sought to obtain calamity itself. Welcome to Children.
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 Of the Spy.
Okay, so now we're going to make backstories. This can kind of be a little bit more freeform, but like what's going to happen is you guys are going to make short stories that happened while you were on the planet you were abducted to.
Do we know what planet that is yet?
Yes, it is called Nidrak.
Nidrak.
N-E-D-R-A with an umlaut, K.
And then is it like... Are we all on like this island in the middle of this ocean that we can't leave?
Yes.
And there's a treehouse.
Yes. And a door.
And a door. And these shadow creatures attack. What is happening?
Kairi!
Oh, so we're doing backstories now? I'm lost.
Yep.
What?
Are we all together on this island? Or is this like us meeting now?
So I'll give you... It can be from any time on the island. I'm going to say that you guys got picked up after... What makes sense? 2 years? 3 years on the island?
Picked up where?
From the island.
Oh, okay.
Someone has rescued you guys from being abducted.
I thought it was like 10 years, because I thought you said we went there when we were 8.
Yeah, you got abducted 10 years ago.
Right.
So you guys had a limited amount of time on the island, and then we're going to start up when you guys are the years that you're saying you are.
Okay. So like basically like we've just gotten off.
Okay, timeline.
Right?
Timeline is you are abducted when you were... 8, 9, 10, whatever, 6 for you. You spent, I'm going to say, no more than 5 years on the island before someone came and picked you up, before someone found you.
Okay.
And then we're going to start however many years afterwards to get to your final ages.
So our like backstory, this bit, can be from on the island and from after, or just
no,
on
only
the
on the island.
Okay.
So do we want to agree to like 5 years were spent on the island?
Sure.
Sure. Yeah.
Are we together on the island? I guess it's where
yes.
Deciding,
so
right?
Everyone got abducted to the same spot.
How many?
Okay.
How many people got abducted?
Okay.
Like total.
Let's roll. Let's find out.
Oh, okay. I didn't know if you already.
What were we doing on the island?
So from the last thing, remember the prequel when like that like explosion-y thing happened, but like we were fighting that. Was it a jellyfish? I don't remember what it was.
It was an octopus. And you guys were a space whale.
Yes, and we were a space whale. And
why do whales always have a very prominent theme in our games?
I don't know. Our, like, little,
it was
like,
not prominent to the other one.
It almost started opening up.
Yeah, yeah.
Our characters now essentially saw this happen through those little like rift windows.
Yeah, I remember that. Mm-hmm.
There were 87 children that got abducted. Only 34 were recovered.
Mm. Lord of the Flies.
I was just going to say Lord of the Flies.
Are we like Lord of the Flies, Gilligan's Island it right now? Or
whatever you guys want to do for
Lord
your backstories. And yes, you guys were all on the same island. All 84 or whatever, 87 kids were all on the same island.
No adults.
No adults. No other, like there's other life, like creatures and stuff, but there is not other sentience.
So I'm assuming some kids starved and probably some got killed by nature and...
John Cole.
Alrighty then.
You had a gun with you.
My new note is John Cole killed all the kids.
Is it a pretty even distribution of the races?
Probably not. It was kind of random.
Was there?
We'll say all races were present when abducted.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Where are you? What planet are you from again? Are you from PP as well or no?
No. Different.
No, she's from the Shackled World that's being, like, isolated by the different warlords.
Yeah, let me write that down.
I mean, I got shackled on PP World, though.
In fact, your PP got shackled on PP World.
What have I done?
You've made a huge mistake.
It's a Bikaki. Bikaki Bukaki'd me on PP World.
hate you. I'm renaming the Bikaku.
No.
Please. Please rename it.
No.
Yeah.
Because, so what I'm thinking, right, guys, are we transported to this world, and is it Gilligan's Island we're building everything, or do you guys want to be, like, slaves of a race that kidnapped us?
No race kidnapped you.
Oh, okay.
We just
popped there.
I think we so have it's more to like, do
oh, so it has to be Gilligan again.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think also kind of like a Lord of the Flies kind of thing, too, because we're going to start getting hungry.
Yeah.
We're going to start freaking out.
Yeah, we need to figure out who does what jobs-wise.
Okay, so
we have to survive, and I think there's going to be a lot of conflict with people, so I think that's just kind of unavoidable.
Did any tech come with us?
No.
Is there any tech on the island?
We are completely stoned.
Yeah, I played with rocks and sticks.
For five years. I'm like part bird, and I have like talons that are natural weapons, so like good luck coming after me.
Ooh, I feel like another thing for my character, she probably has like longish nails, kind of like cat-like or panda-like.
Close, yeah.
I mean, I'm a fish person, so obviously I'm going to swim and...
I'm going to fashion as many tools as I can out of rocks and sticks.
Yeah, cool.
And water filtration system.
Yeah. Out of rocks and sticks?
Out of rocks and sticks.
You can.
That's what's there, sir. This isn't a lost situation where I have a whole plane to salvage.
I would definitely start climbing trees with my claws and like collecting fruit and coconuts and breaking them open. And maybe sharing if someone... had something else to share.
I'll give you one of my rockin' sticks.
I will definitely be collecting the bones of the children who've died and making weapons out of them.
Ooh.
Bone cool. Weapons are strong.
You guys know how to make weapons?
I figured it out.
I do.
You guys had 5 years on this island. We're not
year by year. We're kind of just saying like the end result of this place.
We're also like idiots as kids. Like we were abducted between 6 and 10.
Maybe right. Laura's character was a little bit not like she would have like just been going to like preschool. Like,
yeah, I'm a baby. Like,
but at 8 or 10 years old, we would know that a defense
how to make a pointy stick.
Of course.
A baton at the
yeah, of course,
least.
Yeah.
Yep.
I feel like I would have stuck to one of you guys as being such a young child, and then I would have started climbing trees on my own, but I would definitely stick to someone because I'm so young.
Yeah, I would say because I'm the entertainer and also worked in a brothel, if you like looked all panicky, I was like, come with me.
My feathers are ruffled.
Yeah. And I was like, splash water. Yeah, bird bath.
Now something to like to think about too is like for the most part, you guys are going to be fairly like naive. Like how much does a 10-year-old really know about the world?
Yeah.
I don't know what that fucking fish person is, or that bird tree.
I hope you don't. Some of you have never seen, like...
That person has a tail.
Mohan has probably seen many races because of being in a brothel on a pleasure world, but, like...
But I've seen many
You guys
races.
Probably don't connect a lot of the dots that, like, a young adult or an adult would, because you are children.
So because of that, my character would gravitate towards other Mahalians.
Yeah. I think we definitely need to like stick together. Like,
yeah.
That would have made the most sense. Cause like, I don't think my character would be like, oh, I know that race of people. Mm-hmm. Maybe like one or two others. Cause like, it's a closed society, his planet. So it's not really out in the open.
Yeah.
So yeah, definitely. I definitely gravitate more towards hanging out with Mahalians. So I think that's what I did. I want there to be multiple different like groups that we start to argue for
free market
resources, food. Like, so day one, it's kind of like who's our friends and stuff. And then like as time progresses, like we all make cliques on this island.
Yeah, I think that's a great idea. And I think that you guys should probably, if not right away, somewhere near the half point have formed your clique of each other. Like you guys should be friendly with each other at some point. Because the other groups that, well, I'll give you a little bit of a forward notice to like when we get to the actual play part of this, the people who found you and are housing you back in like real society, not on this little island planet, they have kept you in these groups that when you first boarded their vessel to be brought back to their homeworld, like you guys naturally all came out in cliques. That was something I was planning for. I like that you also like that idea.
Yeah.
So we're going to start the game essentially in a dorm room, and you guys are all going to live in this dorm together, and mm-hmm. there's going to be other squads that live in these dorms together.
Okay. So when we start the game, we're already friends.
Yes.
Yeah. So Laura, I was actually just thinking, so I was writing down that my, like, I was thinking, like, maybe my older brother came with me, and I was thinking that what if he, like, and I had it that he, like, protected me because, like, I would have been, like, what, like, seven or so, like, little. I was wondering if we're, like, I don't know how many of, like, how rare, like, Ketlings and stuff are, but if your species is relatively rare, maybe with our, like, nature-y kind of background, maybe we were like, oh, you're another like animal-like species, and like maybe he kind of took you under his wing, and like we made like our own little buddy group at first kind of thing, if that works for you.
Yeah, that sounds cool. And then I would meet Mohan and then bring him back and be like, this person can fish.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
I bet kind that of you build and up I a little. Became like interested in each other because you have an interest in the biometrics?
Biopsionics.
Biopsionics, and I have biopsionics.
Yes. Yeah. I'm kind of envisioning
cybernetics.
Well, yeah. I have whatever it is.
Yeah. I'm kind of envisioning that my character is kind of like not like naive per se, but like unaware, just because like the like our my family and my world were so like nomadic and stuff, that like the idea that like people, like maybe people don't mean like to be nice to you, or like maybe you should be wary of people, like that's just not something that I've ever really thought about, because A, I'm young, and B, like I've never really been outside of my like clan. So I'm kind of thinking that like I very much would be like kid in a candy store, like when we show up there with all these other people, I'd be like, oh my gosh, like look, there's like a fish person, and like look, she has, and like I bet that's how like I kind of like latched on kind of thing, to be like, oh wow, like you have this really cool eye and this really cool arm, like I want to like learn more kind of thing.
Language barrier, do we have that in this
game?
Oh,
good question.
Is it kind of like universal translator where we all can kind of understand what we're saying? I think that would add a lot of complexity to it.
Yeah, I don't think we need to add that kind of complexity.
Let's not do that. Just skipped. An idea.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right, so since all of my stuff is charisma, lead, authority, like I have my foci as authority and henchkeeper, I want to say I probably grabbed a bunch of the stragglers, like while, you know, you were doing like, oh, who's this and who's that?
Yeah.
You know, and like you were like, come over here. You know, I'm sure we could, that's how we probably built whatever we built, because like that's how I developed these skills.
I want to say that my character is apprehensive to anyone that isn't like humanoid. So if they're not like very close to Mahalian or human, it's not that John hates these people or racist or anything. He just does not trust them. So he tries to have to keep as much independence from like their resources and them using his resources and just trying to make sure that the Mahalians get everything that they need. So he kind of will join these groups, but at the same time has made like, okay, they have this, but I have this for you. I have food here for us, and I trust you because you're one of me. So
cool. Yeah. So I'm kind of seeing this going one of two ways. Either Mary's character, what was her name again?
Nadia.
Either Nadia brought you into this group, definitely. And that's why you're okay with it.
Definitely did.
Or, like, we can definitely go with that. Or you have joined this group for you know, survival reasons, like you were just saying. You join because they have resources, you need resources, and you bring these resources back to Mary, and eventually she becomes part of the group as well.
Yeah, I think option one, like, I don't think there's going to be too many people as apprehensive as John. Mary being, Nadia being the next Mahalian, the first Mahalian, let's say, that I meet. The only face of familiar, uh, familiar, Familiarity? I don't know. The only familiar face amongst the group. And she's going to go join these bunch of monsters that he's never seen before. He doesn't want to be alone, so he knows to stick with his people. So yeah, joins definitely because of Nadia, but at the same time is massing his own stuff of reserves.
Yep.
And really not opening up to these new people.
But so, are we close as Mahalians?
Like friend-wise?
Yeah.
Like I didn't know you before this. Like,
right, but we spent close, 5 years.
Five years. I would say we're pretty close. Yeah. I would also say that you're kind of like the bridge between them. And
you're
me.
Like the grouchy old man.
Like, he's not grouchy. He's just I don't trust fish people.
Just the fish people?
I don't even know if that's a real person.
I mean, he, like, to be fair, John also comes from, like, the second world tag that he has is hatred. Like,
yeah, that's true.
Your group, while not, like, yeah. If you don't want to be racist, you are not racist. But your group has prejudices against other groups as just part of their society.
I would say overly wary.
Looked like this was a capitalist and we hated them. So, right. Like, it's not that he hates everybody, it's just he's not instantaneously let's share resources and all this stuff.
Like Lewis said, like wary, and I feel like that's a really good wary. That's it a good descriptor.
They have to prove to him that he's that they're okay.
You don't trust easily, but like I'm assuming that once someone has earned your trust, then
because
what's the song in Pocahontas Savages where it's like, oh, Savages. He doesn't look like us, means he can't be trusted.
I just thought of a fun little tidbit that maybe in your group of Mahalians that over the course of the 5 years that one of them attacked me, potentially, because I am an assassin. So maybe that's where I first killed someone, is on this island in like self-defense.
First Ooh. Kill so goes goes to Laura.
Alrighty.
Yeah. Did you say you killed a Mahalian?
I mean, that it kind of makes sense if that's like your group.
Maybe.
It's not,
but that's the planet.
Not Mahalians in general. His planet is cyber communist and hatred.
I see. Yeah. Okay.
But Mahalians in general do not have that wariness or hatred or
gotcha.
Any of that.
Yeah. They, well, like if you guys were from the systems that caused all of his problems, he'd hate the shit out of you. But no, you're just not his people. So, you know.
And you guys are young. You're maximum we're 10 years old.
Like, I feel like I wouldn't be so like quick to join the team, but that definitely needs to change. Like, I definitely want to see that change in the future. There just needs to be a reason for John to really come on board and be on your side.
I keep thinking you're talking about Jonathan when you say that. I'm like,
I can say Cole. Cole's better.
No,
like
you say whatever you want. It's your character.
Yeah.
Okay.
You could say fucking, because that's his middle name, fucking. John fucking Cole.
I'm John fucking Cole. Like, that needs to be one of his one-liners, like, when he, like, saves the day.
Good.
I'm John fucking Cole. Did he, like, kill someone?
My goodness. Good.
I hope you're on birth control.
I like how, like, we've kind of all, like, so, like, I'm enjoying that this is kind of, like, spreading out, like, me and my brother get Kamala, and then I find Nadia, and then Nadia gets JFC. John, and then Kamala gets Mohan, and like just kind of slowly expand our little group by like bringing one person in at a time.
And it sounds like all of you guys, other than Mohan, are very kind of not necessarily introverted, but wary of your surroundings at first.
Yeah.
And then, you know, what was your name again?
Kamala.
Kamala goes and finds this one person that she trusts, and then Mohan comes in as the one person she trusts, and you're like, I am a leader, and you just like immediately cohese the group together because you're like,
yeah, because I mean,
you're charismatic. That's the thing that you like to do.
You have lead.
Yeah. So I have lead, I have perform. So that's why I was thinking like, oh, maybe I saw that you were, you know, like really wary, and you were like, I don't know, and so, like maybe we had a heart to heart one time, and
so I definitely think like that something needs to happen, like maybe.
So I take a fleshy fruit and then I develop it to make it like a tool on Pee Pee World, and I give it to you and I tell you to go behind the bushes. And you have a great time with this fruit.
Sold.
I'm so disturbed.
You leave it out on a flat rock in a sunny day for a bit and then say, go to town,
oh,
bud.
God.
And I'm like, you know what? This is how you earn my trust.
I don't like this.
No.
Oh, God.
And that's how he got the shooter skill.
That's how I get the shooter skill.
I'm thinking, so, like, I know I said before that, like, Astrid was very much, like, kid, like, in a candy shop kind of thing, like, running around, like, oh, what's this? So I feel like, my character is very much, like, trusting and, like, super into everything, and it's her brother that's kind of, like, holding her back from being, like, completely off the wall. But, like, I feel like it's, like, I'm kind of thinking back to fucking Shield Hero, like Fatoria, Philo,
yeah.
In that, like very endearing, like, kind of you, like, want to protect her kind of thing. And, like, that's kind of what I'm envisioning is, like, I'm all up in everyone's business, but, like, no one cares because, like, little tiny cat panda girl, like, just very cute and, like, oh, like, look at her go kind of thing, and not like, ah, like, get away from my crap or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
My sticks, yeah, that and works. Rocks.
What?
Your sticks and rocks.
Get away from my sticks.
Okay, do we want to keep going around just kind of open discussion, or do we want to break out into specific scenes now?
Scenes?
Time for scenes?
Yeah. I came up with an idea for how he is integrated into the group. Not like that.
Do you guys want to talk it out first, or you want to get, like, right into, like, role playing this scene?
I just want to run an idea.
Yeah, go by. For it.
So, John is a really good soldier. He knows how to fight people. He doesn't know how to get food. He has no tracking. He has no hunting. He doesn't know fishing. I don't think he has any survival. He has shoot.
Yeah, John has shoot.
So, like, it wouldn't make sense for him to be like, oh, I know how to fish, I know how to hunt and stuff like that. He knows how to kill things, so, like, he could do that. But I think he was running really low on food, and I think Mohan saw this and gave him food, not the weird kind.
Oh, not the creepy.
No,
that came later.
I think you definitely noticed.
Oh, it came later.
And
oh, God.
One time. And I think that really earned points for you. And I think I respect you because of that. After that scene, just you. So if you are the leader, like, I will do, like, pretty much anything. I'm the soldier now. I need a leader. So that would be a really good.
Really, I do not like the noises Lewis is currently making.
Question, are we doing character voices?
Please, if you
because
can, please.
I have a minor idea for mine.
Oh,
please share. Yeah.
Live
okay,
your best
go for
life
it right now.
Just, like, super. I feel like she's Birdie, so she'd be like.
Do you want to set up, like, I'll have kid voices?
I can't do
no,
that.
Oh. Kid voice, I feel like they'd be really high pitched and annoying
and
for
weird
listeners. Yeah, a little weird.
Yeah, just do your regular character voices.
I feel like she'd have a really slow voice, like, I don't know what to say.
I mean, you could just roleplay it when we get to it. Yeah.
Yeah. I think that makes sense, though, having, like, a kind of slow voice.
What do you want to barter? I can't do
talk like perfect. William Shatner.
Like, something really slow. I don't know.
That's fine. That's great.
Yeah.
Love it.
Do you guys want to workshop voices before we jump
dear
into
God,
scenes?
Yes. Can we not, like, keep it on the recording, though?
No, we have
definitely
to.
Definitely have to, yeah.
I mean,
people
this
love
is
that
this,
shit.
No.
Yeah, this is prime
last
lore,
game,
how we got our voices.
Last game,
I
was Russian. Now, no Russian. No Russian.
No Russian?
Me, just me. Just me.
So instead of Russian, you're slow moving?
What's that? Ah! Took a second for
oh,
my brain.
Oh, God.
I know, you're like, what? And I'm like, uh-oh.
It does not compute. Yeah, I think
you got a voice you want to workshop, Bobby?
It's more of his mannerisms.
Okay.
It's not so much like a voice. He has a deep voice. But no, it's just how he talks. It's not so much like humorous. There's not too much humor inflection in his voice. He might sound like a grouch, but he's not. He's not a grouch. He's just, this is the way he speaks to people.
So let's try this. Like, this is how you're talking as Bobby right now.
Essentially, I'm trying to segue into the jungle. So
okay, so you're, because the thing that we want to try and do is make it not necessarily cut and dry when you're talking as a person, when you're talking in character. But I kind of want to hear, like, this is how Bobby talks, and then this is how John Cole talks.
Hmm.
And it does, like you said, it could just, like, so if I talked like this, this would just be, like, normal, like, speaking, blah, blah, blah. But when I'm a character, I'd be like, oh, yeah, I talk like this all the time. And, like, this is how I, like, interact. And,
yeah, I understand.
Yeah.
I understand. I think a big difference between how I talk normally and how John is going to be speaking is he's a man of few words also. Okay. He's kind of reserved. But when he does speak, it's kind of to the point. He can relate to people, though. Like, he's not just like a weird robot man guy that has no humor or anything. He just has nothing in common with people, so he's reserved.
Cool. He's reserved. I think absolutely. That'll definitely be good.
You'll hear it. You'll hear it. Absolutely. Especially when we do a scene. Like, that'll be fine.
Anyone else want to workshop a voice?
I'm just going to wing it.
Good.
Yeah.
I'm just going to go right for it.
I have no idea, so we'll see how it goes. Any thoughts, Mary?
I don't know.
Blah, 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 blah.
You can do it.
You talk really fast.
I feel like my character is, like, kind of socially awkward. And I was going to say...
But Mary, how will we tell that apart from your normal voice?
Oh, no! I was going to say, and a background in engineering, so basically me. I don't know. I'll have to think. I want to think about it more.
Okay, cool.
But maybe, like, Laura was thinking maybe, like, a rushed kind of conversation. Like someone who's like, oh, he's talking like this. And like, yeah, we could totally do that. Let's go do that now.
But
like,
if I connect the wires from A to B.
Yeah.
You have had way too much coffee.
It's kind of like a little bit of like anxiety in like your very being kind of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Yeah. But I want to think about it.
Okay, yeah. And we got it. Like, we're going to have some short scenes that if other people are involved in, like, you're going to be speaking. So we can try and test it out.
I feel like, just from, like, the way I've described Astrid before, I feel like her speaking voice would be, like, kind of, like, peppy cheerleader almost.
You're just hard, like, leaning into anime girl.
Yeah, pretty much. That is what I'm doing now.
I love it.
So, like, oh God, like, just, like, super cheerful and, like, just... so ready to engage with all these people and do the things, and like, I can't wait, and everyone's so excited, and this is the best.
That kind of thing.
I
summer camp leader.
Do it. Yep. Do it.
Wow. What? Summer camp leader.
Yes. I'm literally channeling my inner cheerleader because it's something that I remember how to do, and I'm just going to go with it.
Perfect. All right. So we're ready for scenes. Who wants to take the first scene?
Let's do it. I'm ready.
Bobby's going to take it?
Do it.
All right. Basically just point at people you think are in the scene or just start going. What are you doing? I guess set a setting.
I'm going to do a setting.
Yeah, a setting and then probably who's involved and then just start acting.
Okay. I got to get comfortable. Ooh. Okay, so it's sundown. John is walking back from a patrol. He's just... looking, what's going on? Oh yeah,
you're welcome. that bush, yeah.
Oh God.
Yeah, so I would say that this is probably nearing the halfway point. This comes after the food deal from Lewis's character.
That food deal.
The food deal.
The great food deal. one of John's main things is to search, scout, make sure he's secured. He's secure, okay, but his shift is over. He's coming back to eat, and he meets up with Nadia, who is in.
Who now has to come up with a character voice. Way to just throw her under the bus.
You got to be ready.
You can try out different ones, too.
Okay.
So John walks into the camp, and Nadia greets him.
Hi, John.
Hey, what's going on?
I'm just trying to make this thing. I don't know what it's going to be, but I have a lot of sticks.
What are you making?
I'm really short, so I'm trying to get that piece of fruit up there, but I can't reach it because I'm really short. So I have a bunch of sticks here that I'm trying to make something to make me taller or reach it because I can't reach it because I'm really short.
Well, I can go get it for you if that's what you want.
Oh, Okay. I mean, that'd be great. Only if you want to, though. I don't really want to, like,
convince
you.
No, it's not.
I like this character choice.
It's not an inconvenience.
Anxious and awkward. That's what I'm going for. I've decided.
Yep. I like it.
Not an inconvenience at all. So I climb up the tree and I take out my big freaking knife and I cut down a fruit for her.
Where'd you get the knife?
I made it.
Out of what?
You made a shiv?
Out of a shell. Oh,
shale.
That's smart.
Shale. It's a flaky kind of rock.
I like how real Mary just, like, eyes wide, just, oh, that was a good idea.
That was actually completely out of character, but very in character. Right.
Okay. Yeah, do you like the knife? Made it today.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. I don't know.
I wish I thought of that.
I don't know.
That could be useful. It's so many different things.
Yeah. You're useful. You're useful. But it's okay. It's okay.
Well, thanks, I guess. Grabs the fruit, turns around, walks away.
And I'm just like, why was I saying that? Why did I say that? Anyways, John then goes deeper into camp and meets up with Lewis's character, which I continue. Mohan. Mohan. Mohan, I just did a perimeter search and seems like everything is fine. There's nothing out there. Nothing out of the ordinary.
Are you sure about that?
I'm pretty sure. Pretty sure
really
about that.
Sure?
Yep. Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Were you behind the bush the whole time?
What's that? What?
You know what I'm talking about.
No. No, I don't actually.
All right. We'll keep that in mind.
Well, anyways, I definitely only searched for problems around the island and didn't find anything, so.
Okay. I mean, what sort of problems do we normally have, though?
Well.
Like, is there anything that I can help you with?
No. One of the main problems that I'm finding is that people are getting angry when there's not enough food or water.
So maybe we need to build some more reservoirs for food and water.
Yeah,
shelters, and things like that.
I think that will help. I think that'll help with the problems there. Unfortunately, there are people that are unhappy with how things have been progressing, and my main concern is your safety, and a few of my friends.
I think you should tell me. Give me a list of who those people are.
Sure.
Oh, no.
Absolutely.
We can have a real stern talking with
Absolutely.
Them.
Absolutely. And I tell him all the names. It's insignificant, but like I give you all the names.
Yep.
It's these people. They're pretty much spread out. They meet behind the big rock on the beach just by the river face there around sundown. And that's where I'm coming from right now. But they weren't really talking of anything of interest tonight. But it is odd that they just meet there. They make kind of weird decisions.
Well, I know that... Where's the name? Kamala is a pretty sneaky individual. She might be able to go and eavesdrop on him.
Yeah. I mean, like, that's a good idea. But she's... I don't know. She's way too young. I don't think we can use her for that. That's...
Well, we would. This is halfway point, right? So 2 years?
Yeah.
2 years old.
No, I mean, we're arguing, like, in game. Like, I'm totally cool with
that. Oh, no. That's what I mean.
Oh, okay.
She is 8.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, she's...
We're at the halfway point, she's, like, 8.
I don't know how dangerous these people are.
Just quick aside, you guys can choose to have these scenes at any point in time during the 5 years. So just because he's at the halfway point when you do your scene, Laura,
and
Kamala can be whatever age you want her to be between 6 and 11 are her ages for this time period.
I understand your concern, you know, sending out an 8-year-old to go spy on some heathens. But
a 10-year-old with her.
We could also have a little, like, espionage group. Hmm?
So, like...
Knowledge is power.
Not okay. So, I don't know if these like I don't know if you understand what I'm saying, but
yeah, you don't know what they're capable of.
I don't know if they're just planning to like kill you or kill somebody else. Like I don't think that these people are nice. And if these two girls are caught, with that information, I do not know. Do not know what will happen. I don't know. Maybe, tough to say.
Do you want to go with them?
I'm really enjoying this because I'm remembering the fact that you guys are 12.
And you said you'd have short sentences.
I have a cigar.
tough to imagine us not like
espionage.
Not I don't think I knew what espionage was when I was.
Yeah, like I'm picturing. Yeah, I'm picturing like we're adults and like they're wicked young. Like, but it's only like maybe 4 years.
I've got a scar over one eye.
I know. I'm just over here laughing because you're like deep voice. I'm like, you're like 12.
Yeah.
Well, I don't want to talk like this. This doesn't sound right.
Please talk like that.
No.
They won't die.
We should like practice for like the older versions of ourselves. But anyways, I just don't think they have the experience to conduct this perfectly. It needs to be perfect.
I disagree. Well, I think that we should send them out so that they can gain the experience.
I'm not the leader here. I'm just telling you. I'm giving you the information that I have. So if you want to send them out, then you'll do it. And I fought and I backed that. So.
Do you? How good's your aim?
It's impeccable.
Because
how do you know that?
Because I went. I was in the military.
Because he has a shoot skill.
Yeah, they taught me how to shoot a gun and back on the
Nadia. Came up with this really neat stick weapon. It shoots rocks. It's a boomer. It's
You're
a
taking over my idea for my exact scene I was going
to
do.
Oh, well, no.
So we'll go back to that.
No, actually, hold on. If that's a scene that you want to do, is there something that you wanted to accomplish in your scene other than this discussion?
Well, I guess kind of introduce the other factions of this big group and perhaps kind of hint towards maybe a split or maybe a conflict that drastically reduces the population of the island.
At this point, would it make sense to let Mary start guiding if the thing that Lewis suggested is what Mary wants to see?
Absolutely.
It'll have to be a flashback, though.
That's fine.
Okay. Wherever you want to take this, seriously. Like, I'm just talking.
So do you guys want to get, in your scene, do you want to get to the point where conflict happens and then we flash back as to how she
I don't think it? That's necessary. I think just establishing that there is... Anyways, I just wanted to establish that there is at least one other group out there that is planning something to defect, to separate, and this is the beginning of a period of time on the island where a lot of the population is killed off. Awesome. You said how many were there? 87 or something like that?
Like 75% of the population.
75%. So there's going to be like a war.
I think it's less children killing each other and more like if people are starting to branch off, but then they don't know how to like
survive. Exactly. Yeah, okay. Perfect.
That makes sense. Because I'm like envisioning like child war and I'm like, oh, yikes, I got morbid
fast.
Which
there could be. Like, you know, not everyone's perfect. Some, that's true. You know, Lord of the Flies, that's like true. They killed people. So, and that was all in the name of survival.
But,
All right. Well, I thank you for this information.
Of course.
I think it's going to come in real handy. Here's another fruit. Keep up what you're doing.
Thank you.
And then he goes and plucks the fruit.
Exactly.
Got to get it somewhere.
Oh, boy. You're 12.
Yeah.
Gross.
Ew.
You all get fruit. All of you. That's why I became the leader.
You're going to get fruit. You're going to like it. Whether you like it or not.
Fruit won't fail you.
That's
you
how you
fail
lead.
The fruit.
That's how you lead. You just make sure everyone is happy.
Happy.
Oh God.
You are all satisfied.
All right, let's go to Mary then, since we brought up something that she wants to do.
So who would be like the best hunter gatherer in the group?
Would not it be me. You?
I feel like I'd be good at climbing trees because I got talons.
But like
I feel like I'd be a good gatherer, not so much hunter.
I guess hunter.
Like, I have good dexterity.
Who has the highest survive skill?
I have zero. Like, actually, blank. I have zero.
You have blank.
Blank. Minus one.
Negative one.
Yeah, I got blank. Survive.
Blank.
Nobody can survive.
So none of you are great at this.
None of us have survival. All right.
I mean, that's just how it is. Just none of you are great at this. You are all equally skilled at that.
Are you better at, like, catching fish because you're a fish person? Do you eat fish as a fish person, or is that, like, not good?
No, yeah.
What's your stab skill?
My stab is zero.
So like a zero?
Neutral, yeah.
Okay, so you wouldn't be terrible at that.
I would say that, like, with my bone weapon, I'm, like, spearing fish in the water.
Okay, cool.
I would, sweetie, I would argue that, because I have the heal skill, I would argue that there would be some element of, like, foraging that would have to go along with that.
That works.
Just because, like, I have a one in that. And, like, I would assume that, especially on, like, an island like this, for that to be an effective skill for me to have, there would have to be some element of, like, I know what plants work for, you know, like this, or what's good for this, right. Or like, you know,
I'm thinking
that kind of thing.
Hunting.
Edible. I have good what's sneak, edible? And I feel like I could sneak up on tiny animals pretty well.
Okay.
That's the only angle I can think of.
Can you fly?
I don't think so. I have feathers, but I can't.
I was just curious.
So remember, right in the beginning, actually you were upstairs when I started talking about the races. I mentioned that there are flavor differences between the races. Yes. There are flavor differences between the races, okay. And like in very specific circumstances, we can be like, this flavor difference does have a mechanical impact, but for the most part, we want to stay away from anything that would have mechanical impact.
Okay.
So you guys, for all intents and purposes, are human, just with different flavor features.
Right,
okay. Yep.
Okay, so my scene is going to be pretty early on. After we get there, maybe like 6 months.
Okay.
And I'm going to walk up and find Kamala.
Who is currently 6 years old.
Oh, right. I forgot.
Wee little baby.
That's useless then.
I'm 7.
Whoa.
Oh, wow. Boy.
Shots fired. Can I be a little
older?
You could set it at any time. Yeah.
Just remember that there is a timetable in that she is 6 years old. When you first get abducted.
Right.
We'll make it work.
I mean, at 2.5 years in, we have established now that factions are starting to form.
Maybe...
Halfway.
Maybe it'll be... Well,
I mean, we could make it work.
Yeah, I mean, you're how old were you?
8.
You're 8?
Yeah.
There's only 2 years difference between you two. You probably view each other as near equals.
Yeah.
Like, remember from, like, the mind of a kid, you're... I'm old, and she's not that much younger than me. Like,
right.
I feel like there might be, like, the feeling of difference between, like, the 12-year-olds and, like, Laura, who's 6.
Yeah.
But, like, I
well,
feel like...
10-year-olds.
10, sorry, yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like that might be a little bit more of a...
All right, so I'll still go up to you. And I assume that you've been, like...
I'm probably crouching at the bottom of a tree.
I'll walk up to you, and I'll be like, hello...
Hello.
Hi.
Your eye looks weird.
Oh, okay.
I have a -1 charisma,
I mean,
guys.
You're like, you're a tree. It. You're a tree, but that's okay. I mean, we can just move past that. That's fine. So, I made this, like, little thing. It's like a little slingshot, and it shoots rocks. But I'm really, really bad at being sneaky. And I saw you the other day, like, sneaking and listening in on their conversations. So I was hoping maybe if it's not too much trouble.
You were spying?
No, you were spying. Can you just show me how to get food with this little slingshot that I made? See? And I show it to you. And I go, poing, and shoot something at the ground.
I, like, snatch it out of your hands.
Oh, okay.
And I, like, look at it, and I'm like,
you can have it.
And I, like, look at you, and I'm like, I'm Kamala. Tiny little baby.
Oh, my name's Nadia.
The other one that looks like you, he doesn't like me.
He doesn't like anybody. That's okay.
He's a commie.
He doesn't like anybody, but it's okay.
I will try.
Oh, thanks.
My best. Is there anything else that you wanted from this scene?
Well, did you show me how?
Yeah, she's pretty young that she would try her best to show you how to, like, sneak up on people.
Okay, so then can we try to go, like, sneak up on, like, a little creature and try to kill it for food?
Ooh.
That's what the whole point of this was, so I could try to eat.
I'm hungry.
Yeah.
You don't have talents.
No.
You said you don't have talent?
Talents.
Oh.
How do you eat? What do you eat? Looks at you, scary.
I eat anything.
Oh. Okay.
So yeah, I feel like I would lead you through the trees, and I would have you crouch down and show you where to step on the ground to not make noise.
Yeah.
And then I guess I would show you where my favorite clearing was, and we would sneak up on this little rabbit. And then I guess I would use your little slingshot as best I could to like kill this rabbit, but then it would incapacitate it, but it wouldn't kill it. And then I would like push it down with my talon, just start ripping it apart and like skinning it.
Oh,
because
oh my god.
Just brutal.
Here you go.
Jesus. Where'd you learn that?
On my planet.
Oh.
My parents.
He's just real life Mary is stunned.
We did this to robots.
Oh, okay. It's very nice to meet you.
Don't you like robots?
I am sort of a little bit like a robot sometimes, but that really
I forgot and Mary you look runs like a robot. Oh, no.
Wow.
Is that end scene?
Cut!
Come run!
Cut.
Come run!
Wait, where are you going?
John!
And then Astrid drops from the tree where she's been watching the whole time and goes, I don't think that went so well, but you'll get it next time.
Astrid! And she runs and hugs your legs. Do you guys like my character voice? Is it annoying?
Absolutely.
I do, yeah.
It's
you great. Like it? Yeah,
yeah. I can, like, see this
yeah,
scene
this weird
in my head.
Plant
it's
creature.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Well, Kamala, I think we should probably work on your people skills, but I think that, you know, like with some practice, we can really get it good. But maybe next time, don't talk about tearing up robots.
Okay. I'm hungry.
Do you guys want to transition this into your scene, or do you guys have specific timelines that you want to take?
I haven't thought about it.
Because I think Mary's scene's over, so now we're entering a new scene. It can either be right here, or you guys can pick up somewhere else.
I want Kylie. You should do one. You should be in one.
Yeah, but I don't know what to do. That's the problem.
We could do one with the three of us, with you talking about the people who have branched off and like what to do about them.
Yeah. Maybe? Well, I was gonna say because I was gonna do like a holy war, yeah, like your. Bond. War bonds people.
Is that where you're going?
Maybe. I don't know. What do you think? Right, because that was Mary's scene.
Yeah, I don't have an idea for a scene, but I feel like something with the conflict. Mm-hmm. Maybe like when people are older.
Yeah.
Yeah, like jump ahead a little bit. Yeah. Maybe to like 3 years or so. So like as this like tension starting to like really build a little mm-hmm. bit.
Yeah, so let's say that after we do stuff with that group out by the rocks, we find out that they are actually stealing stuff, like rations.
Yeah.
And we go to take that back, and then they get violent and they kill one person on our side, which now sparks the conflict.
Yikes.
And
well, we could, because also we have to remember that combat is like super difficult.
Mm.
So I'm thinking maybe if we find out that they're stealing resources because you're in healing mm-hmm. and we talked about foraging that we could maybe do like you put like poison like food, you know.
Whoa.
And we poison them and that's why
the like, anti-healer.
What if I'm not so I feel like my character might not be super into like poisoning, but what if I put something in their food that made them like super sick?
Yeah.
Like wouldn't kill them but would make them like vomit or like have like diarrhea or that kind of thing.
I mean,
which would kill them.
It's a great
good.
Well,
good.
It would like, be a temporary
we
thing.
We don't
but
have to roll here. This is history.
This is history.
So we could
That's
just
true.
Say, yes, we went to war and we lost a few guys, but we
yeah.
didn't die.
I will stop you guys if you're like, well, out of my sticks and stones, I built a mecha.
I built a machine gun.
I'm going to try.
History. It happened.
Yep. How about we do both? How about we give them all explosive diarrhea, and then we go in and slaughter them.
Whatever you want me to do.
Oh, yeah. Boy.
Literally, whatever you tell me to do with these people, I'm going to do it. So
then we take the fruit.
And then I take the fruits?
Yeah. And you do some things over their bodies.
All right.
You're going to do it.
If it's weird, then yeah. Yeah, okay.
No, maybe we shouldn't slaughter everybody. I don't think that's my character.
Yeah, it's...
I'm also 12.
You're going back to pretty much.
Yeah, I'm getting real evil over here, so I'm trying to not...
Pretty much, Lewis, you are, like, you are the president, and I am, like, the military, so whatever you tell me to do, I'm going to do it.
Yeah.
And also think about it, like, because you're thinking insular, like, with your own group, and you guys are setting up a faction. This other faction, since there are literally two times, like, so there's six of you, so at some point, there was 12 times as many people as there are you guys in this room. So the likelihood that there would be another group that is split up that has someone who's similar, a leader, and someone who's similarly good at, like,
combat. Yeah.
So, like, while you guys definitely survive, and there will be no repercussions on your characters, like, if you get injured or stuff like that, unless you want there to be for a story reason, like, don't just put it out there like, oh, we're the biggest, baddest people. Like, there's still consequence, but I'm letting you guys come up with that, what that is.
Okay. Gotcha. Yeah. So I think in this scene, we're kind of just meeting over a fire, and... Yeah. You know, we know that these people are going to become a problem, and we have a choice to either fortify and defend our location, or we preemptively cripple their ability to make war.
Lewis, you'll be leading this scene.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right. So I'm going to say all of us are here, right?
Yeah.
We're all in a council. And I'm also going to have Joe Schmo, who represents the... some other faction that's in our little community, right?
Like a friendly faction?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, it's kind of...
We're going to find out.
Because if there are already factions, you know, obviously, just like you said, we're not just the only ones. So, I want to make this like a little bit, like a war council. Right?
Yes.
The 8 and 10-year-olds.
I have
flies.
Gathered you
seriously,
here to
Lord
do.
Of the Flies. It happened in a book once.
Okay, I will play a female war scene named Hyacinth.
What does that mean?
War scenes are the ones with... That's what your character was, Casey Blake. Mm-hmm.
Oh, my heart.
You just remembered Casey Blake dying and it just hurt that bad?
No. You know, like, when you breathe in and, like, there's, like, that, like, sharp pain?
Yeah,
I get that.
It happens.
I hate that. I'm dying. Okay, we're in a room. It's dark and dank.
And so she definitely built it, right?
Yeah. You definitely decorated it.
Because you made the planet that is dark and dank.
Yeah,
dank.
Well.
I like that word, dank.
Yep.
Dank. Okay. We're trying to figure out right now what to do with the main opposing faction. Right?
Why are they... I have a question. Why are they opposing us at all?
I have no idea.
Why are we fighting...
Can we just kill them?
That's what we're about to decide. So, do we want to just outright go to war with them? War being we kill them. Or do you want to try and strike a deal? Who knows what about these people?
Well, I know that they want more than what we can afford to give. They'll tell you that it's a fair share, but it's not. We can't give what we have, our food stores, our water reserve, our timber.
So they split off. They split off, or they just formed their own group. They're running out of resources, and they want some of ours.
That's correct. And the specific location that they've chose to settle on the island is not as habitable as this area. But their way of doing things does not. It's not compatible with our way of life. Okay. Yeah. So the few people that run this faction are not fair. They're not fair. They offer false protections for their people in return for unjustified amount of access to resources for their own personal gain. You know, that at least that's what I've come to understand about them. Unfortunately for us, they do possess a decent, sizable military that will... I know, guys. They have a lot of guys. And it will be very, very difficult to hit them where they are currently. I suggest we fortify as much as possible.
Okay. Astrid, have you talked to anybody on their camp for anything? Did you learn anything about them? Or
who are you looking at?
Oh, sorry.
I'm like, Nadia. You're saying my name, but you're looking at someone else.
In terms of, like, technology, do they have anything? Do you know anything? Have you gone over there and talked to them?
Can I say whatever I want?
Yeah. It's going to be canon, so...
I will stop you if I do not think it's appropriate.
They have a mecha.
Well, I mean, I went over there to take a look just to try to talk to their tech person, but, I mean... They're okay. They're not that great. They have stuff, but it's not as good as us. Just saying.
Okay. Or were they, like, mean to you or anything? Are they jerks?
No. I think they were actually kind of nice.
Traitor.
Traitor.
Noted.
Maybe we only have to hurt the ones that are trying to hurt us, not everyone.
Okay.
You're like, okay, no, but okay.
No, I mean, like, that's... Because the thing is, right, is that we can either meet, like, I'm going to talk to Hyacinth here in a second, but it could be like, you know, we either decide to be like, yeah, let's share some of our resources for who from there wants to just come join our side, or we just, like, fight everyone. You know, obviously, we don't have to kill everyone because not everyone is evil, right?
Yeah. I mean, if you guys do have to fight, because I get it, because where I grew up, there's a lot of warriors, and I understand, but I can make special slingshots for everybody if we have to.
Okay, cool. So we have weapons if we need it. Hyacinth, what is your culture about there? What's your group? Does your group have extra resources that we can make a trade with these guys, or are you getting harassed by them too?
I don't think that they're going to do anything. I don't have a great outlook on what they're doing.
Oh, so you just don't know either way?
No, it's... I don't think whatever we're gonna do is gonna work.
Oh, you're saying we should either... No, just leave them alone? Not fight, not trade?
Well, the last thing that happened was for our faction, we had someone who was dying, and we needed some resources, and they wouldn't share, even though we were both low on resources. And that person died because they wouldn't share. And even though we could have both helped each other, they refused to. So I'm not very optimistic as to how we're going to get anything from them.
Hmm. Okay. That's a good plot point.
May I also recommend that we start to prepare here for a fight? Back where I come from, they did teach me how to fight hand to hand, quite well. I was top of my class where I left off, and I can absolutely teach some people some things.
Okay.
As for our slingshots, I'm also a pretty decent. Ranged attacker as well, so I'm a decent shot.
Okay.
If that's what you want to do, we can do that, and we can be prepared for this. We go the diplomatic route. It's completely up to you.
All right, and then Astrid, for real this time. Have you had any interactions with them or no?
I don't think so.
Okay. All right, so then I think we're going to fight them.
Oh.
That seems like the best.
Damn, I just Googled what kind of herb can cause vomiting.
Well, I mean, that's good, right? So
Nightshade.
I would say...
Well...
You should, A, get a group of people. I have henchmen now.
There's,
oh, is that what I'm for?
Who will help you.
Oh.
There's,
right? Is that what you wanted Hyacinth for?
Yeah, just like extra bodies. So okay, that's I want fine. Extra bodies to... You can grab poison and extra like healing herbs if we're going to fight. Okay. Right?
She's waving her talon around. She's like,
I listened to them. And they're gonna attack in the morning.
This morning?
Next morning.
That's what I mean. Yeah. We have no time to prepare now. God.
You know,
God dang it.
That pertinent information might have been better earlier, but thank you.
God. What do we have right now?
No one asked me.
There is one thing that we can do if that's what is going to happen tomorrow. I'm not sure if we all know it, but Bloody Gorge, it's not too far from here.
We used to set camp there.
Oh. If you pay attention, there are giant boulders at the top of the gorge on either side of the walls. This is a one-way entrance. If they know that we're going there, they're going to have to go through the gorge in order to get us. If we go now and get to those boulders and rig them to fall, we could cripple their offensive pretty efficiently without wasting lives.
I have another idea that it follows that. They are resource-starved, and that's why they would refuse to do anything with us.
Bad Australians coming out.
It is. So fast, so fast.
All right, Jiblin.
If we...
What did you call him?
There's another podcast that we listen to where someone talks like, I'm talking, and I didn't realize it.
Yep. And I just called him out on it.
If you all have a very good resource pool. It's, you know, none of us are great off, but you have enough that you could spare. And we would...
God, no.
I'm not the one that's laughing.
I know.
I'm laughing in my heart.
If we could give some food... And you could give some food or water. We can put it at the bottom of the Blood Gorge, where the boulders are going to fall. As they're coming, they'll definitely get distracted by it and probably start taking some resources back. We just got to make it look like it was there because it was there.
That's a great idea.
You mean not from ooh, ooh, from us? Ooh, it's ooh, ooh, just there.
I have an idea. I have an idea. We could. Sorry, I'm just so excited. We could. Not poison, but we could taint the food and the water that we leave out so anyone who doesn't get crushed by those scary, scary boulders will then be sick.
Oh.
So we let them take some of it back.
Yeah, and then crush the rest.
I like that.
So you will end up killing a lot of people by doing this.
That's fine.
And I'm not against it. I'm just saying that you might not outright kill them with poison, but the reaction to this poison is going to be more than what their bodies can handle right now. And you will likely put these people into a very, very ugly situation. Whereas my plan is we just cripple their offensive head. And
yeah, they'll only be sending the ones that they want to attack us.
They will capitulate.
Wait, so are you not talking... Are you talking about trapping them? Or are you talking
about crushing them? No, I'm talking about removing their threat, their weapon, which is... The men or the boys that they're going to send after us.
So killing them, right?
Essentially, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. That is the way it has to be. As for their leaders, we need to do something about that because they're spreading a lot of lies. A lot of falsehoods about what we do, who we are. Once we do take out their the bullies, if you will, they're just going to make more. So we have to do something about that.
Okay, well, they're coming in the morning.
So
we've got to do something now, and then later we can talk about how we're going to solve this ongoing crisis.
So I need a bunch of people to help Nadia come up with something to move the boulders.
Oh, I already have an idea.
Bam. Love it.
Simple liver police system.
Yeah.
I need some big sticks.
You can get all the big sticks you want.
Some big sticks.
You can get them. There's a lot of people around.
I'll help with the big sticks.
Big sticks.
Okay.
Okay.
What can I do?
I need you. Are you like a more of a scout kind of a person? Yeah. Okay. So I want you to see who's coming and when they're coming. Do we have anything that like a signal or something? I mean, I would think it'd be like a fire.
I hear a bird. Make bird sound.
I hear a bird.
Make, she's a plant.
Make a tree sound.
Right? You're a plant person.
I'm plant bird.
Make,
yeah,
a, make like bird. A tree and bark.
Whatever.
Either way, bird. I need you to scout ahead of the gorge, and when they're coming, give us a signal, whatever that may be.
I can run really fast.
Okay, run really fast back to us.
Okay.
All right.
I think my group can be the distraction. They already know that we've been coming for them before.
Okay. So we'll do that. We're going to lure them into the thing,
poison some of it,
knock off all the rocks.
What do you want me to do?
Well, we're going to be like overseeing, trying to figure it out. You know, logistics. We're all helping with the thing.
Excellent.
Help yeah. push rocks.
Yeah.
Actually, I could help you with the logistics, and we could send John down with the rest of my crew.
Mm, like that.
To fight?
Yeah.
I don't know if we should send anybody to actually fight down there, right? Because we want people to go back, right?
Or like, well, not on the first round, but...
Oh, right, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, on the distraction side, yeah. Yeah, right,
they'll know something's up if there's nothing happening.
Yeah, true.
This isn't a big island.
That's true. All right, we'll do that then.
Sounds good.
That sounds good.
All man. Right, fellow kids. let's go do something else.
All right, what's the result of this conflict? I mean, obviously these guys live. Actually, I think I want to skip past this, like, past this conflict and talk about the result of the island in general, because I think everyone got a scene that wanted a scene, right?
I did a scene. Yeah.
So everyone got a scene that wanted a scene. This is like the major conflict that happened during your time on the island will be this.
Mm-hmm.
There's a few things that I think we should talk about. One of which would be the result of this conflict. The second of which, since actually there, you guys have brought in two non-player characters that are important. Does Hyacinth live? Does Astrid's brother live? These are two important NPCs that I want to figure out if they got rescued by year five.
Is this anyone's decision, or is this...
You guys can all talk it out. I think your character's brother would lean on your final say, but you can all talk about
no,
it.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't touch that.
I'm going to vote on no.
I'm going to vote no, too. And I think that she should go in a way that, like, really makes us, like, disturbed. Like, I want the... Like, I might literally be taking this from Lord of the Flies, but, like...
You want Hyacinth to get the piggy ending, or whatever his name was?
His name is Piggy.
Yeah.
Kinda. I think that, like, the leaders of this other group, they're murderers. They're murderers. They're about it. They're as old as us, but they're, like, in an untamed land. They actually don't mind killing people and torturing people. They get some sort of sick rush out of it. And I think that should happen to her.
To Hyacinth.
Yeah.
Yep.
And at least for my character coming out of this, I want him to, like, almost enjoy killing now. Because he gets enraged by this. And then something kind of clicks within him and he just turns into a savage and kills one of these guys.
All right, let's talk about it. How does Hyacinth die?
Having never read The Lord of the Flies, I don't know.
Well, so Piggy was pushed off a cliff and let the... he landed on a flat rock and his brain split open, and then the ocean came and washed him away.
I think you're captured and you're held hostage, and they use you as like a bargaining chip to stop like what we're doing and surrender and capitulate, and we're about to do that and they still kill you, like cut your throat or something, and that just makes
just
John
and
crazy.
Unceremoniously just
yeah. and just like they're gloating about it, and yeah, that makes John crazy.
Okay.
I
yeah
mean, I think that'll make sense. I think for my character, because I have lead plus one, I think that event then should just be like, I'm like, dang, maybe I should have avoided conflict or something like that, and yeah, like, because I want to try and lean less towards wanting to kill everybody, so
But it's hard. It's really hard.
It's really hard not to play an evil character for me, too.
The odds are stacked against us, and we just want to be safe. Yeah. That's all.
But yeah, so I'm going to use... I'll say that that's something that makes my character want to lean more towards, like, diplomatic resolutions and, like, you know, like, spy stuff.
Yeah. Whatnot. Anyone else affected by Hyacinth's death?
I stopped being so naive about not hurting people because I was like, I don't want to hurt anyone if they don't deserve it. And then we saw our friend get murdered in front of us, and I'm like, fuck that. I'm going to build weapons for the rest of my life.
I feel like I would try to retrieve her disc.
Yep.
Because it is tech.
Yep.
Oh, wait.
She's one of those...
So then her neck can't technically be cut because she's a computer.
Well, it would be like they slit, like, a wire.
Yeah.
I mean, like, she still has, like, a physical
form. They did something that, that
so, like,
killed her.
Yeah, so, like, even though she's just her... She's essentially just the chest piece, the form that manifests out of the chest piece is still part of their body. So she can still be murdered by, like, slitting her throat.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Well, let's say that happens.
I feel like I'd take a piece of it.
Okay.
Maybe, like, a... piece of hardware.
So you have a piece of hardware from Hyacinth's chest plate?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like...
Oh my god, that's super fitting because your nickname is the Lotus and you have a piece of someone else whose name is a flower.
Jesus. How'd you come up with that name, by the way?
Random roll.
Random roll?
Yeah.
What do you mean roll?
I made a list of names that were...
potential NPCs?
Potentially PCs, NPCs.
Oh, I gave
and
you
roll.
Hyacinth.
You did give me Hyacinth.
Did it come from the books?
What books? Oh! Actually, no, surprisingly. It was not.
And Hyacinth was a, like, not common, but a Victorian England name.
Well, yeah, that it's from the books.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, I was looking for Victorian England names France. For the weird scene.
It's actually a character in a different set of books that I've read where she's, like, the youngest daughter. And
the smuttiest daughter?
The family, like, names the kids alphabetically. So, like, A, B,
wow.
What?
Alphabetically, so it's H.
Yeah. Like, so A is Anthony.
Oh.
No, he gets it.
Okay. Yeah. Like, they have, like, a fuckton of kids. So, like, H is Hyacinth.
Kylie, would your brother live?
Yeah, that's the next one to talk about.
So I'm thinking that for Astrid, Hyacinth's death is very much, like, what kind of pushes her towards, like, wanting to be a healer and, like, really focusing on that. And then I think her brother lives, but I think he's, like, severely injured.
Is he injured enough to be disabled?
And that's why you start learning tech?
That's kind of what I was thinking, is that, like, he loses, like, an arm or something like that, or, like, a leg, and that's why she gets so interested in combining the, like, biotechnic stuff.
Both legs got crushed by the
healing.
Boulder.
Yeah, maybe a leg got, like, something got crushed by a boulder or something like that.
Yeah, an unfortunate accident. You guys pushed the boulder too late.
Yeah.
Or, like, yeah. And so, because, like, I'm thinking that he probably, like, because he, I was envisioning him as being on, like, the older end of the kids.
So he probably went down into the gorge with them.
Yeah, exactly. And, like, maybe he was too slow or, like, he, like, just, like, was in the wrong place at the wrong time and, like, something like that happened. And that's why she's so interested in doing the like, biotechnic, like, cyberonics or whatever. So
you're biopsionics, so your psionics are what is used to, like, you use psychic power to help heal bodies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, like, I'm trying, like, yeah.
Yep.
Nice.
Cool.
I tried to look in the rule book for the differentiation between, like, for what, like, cybernetics is versus...
Cybernetics is physical tech. Biopsionics is she is using her psychic power to help heal your body.
And that's the only two things like that.
Maybe, I don't know. Yeah.
Mayhaps.
So cybernetics, you, like, if you want to improve, like, your cybernetics, there is a chance that you'll take system strain. Just heads up.
Okay, well, I think we're quite far off from that.
Yep. But I'm just letting you know that that's the flavor of cybernetics is... It is something that you can do to improve your body and improve your character. It is something that has a negative impact.
Potentially.
It will be... I'm not sure if I want to give out any mechanical advantage because you guys already have cybernetics, but we'll get there when we get there.
Yeah. All right. Is that scene? For...
Did you guys win the encounter overall?
I think yes... Yes and no. I think we definitely took out some of them, but it definitely backfired, and that's how she got taken. And I think it was a long time. I don't think it was just like overnight and then this was over. Like, I think they had her. And, you know, we had to.
Well, I'd say we, you know, definitely hurt them, like, hardcore. Yeah. They were already low on resources, then we killed a bunch of their people. That's why they tried to kidnap Hyacinth, which they did, killed her, but then because they all suck and their management obviously was terrible with their resources, they just ended up dying out anyways.
I mean, for me, like, when we saw that happen, I pretty much, like, John just grabs a rock and bashes one of their fucking heads in, like, and just turns into, like, a savage. And I would say that was, like, his lowest point.
And it was
that.
Probably pretty sloppy because I don't think, do you have anything in punch or stab?
Oh,
or?
Yeah.
Oh, you do. Oh, okay, yeah. So it wasn't that yeah, sloppy, so you're good at that.
I have punch zero, strength is 15.
Yeah, okay, so never mind. You were good at that. Like, that wasn't sloppy. That was...
Yeah. I would say, like, that kind of ended their hostility towards us, and then they died out because they didn't want to join us.
All right, so I guess this is my last question before we get to actual gameplay, which is, of the 34, is that the number they said?
Yeah.
Of the 34, which includes yourselves, how many friendly, neutral, and enemy groups were alive by the time it got to the 34? So how many of these people were your allies on the island that you were friendly with? How many of them you could take or leave? Maybe you'd never even interacted with them. And how many maybe you have negative connotations with?
I really think it came down to survival of the fittest. And it came down to, like, one group that we trusted, you know? And I think if we say, like, we had 35 in our group to begin with, you know, we were the largest group, but... you know, we probably had twice that. No, would that make sense? Because there was only 80.
I think we should have different. I think we should have a better spread because. Yeah.
So I'm completely okay with Bobby voting for having no enemies.
Oh, I don't know if I'm voting for that. Hearing that though, like for some reason I'm picturing like hundreds of people, but it's not. You're right. It's only like 87, and you know, even if we took like half casualties, like that doesn't make sense. So. I don't know, like...
I mean,
what's that?
Yeah, I was gonna say, like, our group, right? Our group is our group, which is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I would say maybe we had, like, 3 other people with us. They were obviously friendly. Then we had your group, which you died, but maybe there was, like, 10 kids there. Yeah.
But they're not... It doesn't have to be, like... hostility there though, like,
yeah, that's what I mean.
There, like, could be other groups, but
so in the end when we start the real game, the other groups are going to be approximately the same size as yours, so 5 people per dorm approximately.
I would say if there was 34 people left, 12 were friendly. I would say another 12
groups of 5,
all right, so 15. yeah 15 are friendly. 10.
Actually, let's just knock this down a little bit further. Let's do 30, so that way there are 6 groups of 5.
Yeah. So then it would be 15 are friendly, 10 are neutral, and 5 are like enemy.
So there's one dorm that's an enemy.
Yeah.
Okay. Is everyone like good that. With that?
Yeah. I like that. I like that.
All right. So let's just break it down again for my head. It's one dorm is an enemy, 2 dorms are neutral, and that leaves
3.
Three dorms that are friendly.
Well, no,
well,
two,
no
dorms
two dorms
that are friendly
because you are one of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
2 friends, 2 neutrals, and an enemy.
Yeah, that sounds like good. Does anyone?
I like it.
You like it?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's true.
So, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to order some food.
Bubba Wee, Howard's in his penis. Bubba Wee.
Stretch our bones, and then we'll be back to play, like, for an hour or two of, like, the actual game.
Hell yeah.
And we're back.
I am John Cole.
Now you're 90.
Oh, yep.
Geriatric and die.
The game's over.
I definitely didn't make it. I drank too much and I died.
At what age?
Oh, I started when I was, like, 16, as soon as I got...
Yep.
Well, no, actually, I would say as soon as I got
hooch.
Off that island. I
okay, good.
Probably
I learned how to make beer
like,
on the island.
Hooch.
Oh, you learned to make beer on the island? That's how you won John's heart.
Who's got the hooch, baby?
That is a nice... dice container.
Jonathan and Kylie got it for my birthday.
When was your birthday?
December.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
I don't think I've seen you since December. No, I definitely did. I saw you with the gold ribbon.
That was in December. That was before my birthday.
It was before your birthday. Well, yeah. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Wait, the way you just said happy birthday was very reminiscent of Frosty the Snowman.
Happy birthday! Hey, nothing wrong with Frosty.
There's a lot wrong with Frosty the Snowman. Frosty the Snowman has rabies. Please, children, stay away from Frosty.
No, he's just like this homeless guy that lives out by the train tracks. Frosty the Snowman.
Yeah.
he's immersed in cocaine. Like, that's why they call him the Snowman.
Frosty is done way too much cocaine.
You got to give him cash, though, every time he crosses railroad.
Yep.
Anyways, I'm done. Anyways, I'm John Cole.
John fucking Cole.
John fucking Cole.
I picture your character with a, like, Texas accent.
I don't think I can do a Texas accent. I can do a Southern accent. I can't do a Texas accent, though. I'll butcher it.
That's fine. You heard my British-Australian that we're both bad.
Neither of them were any good, and neither of them were British or Australian.
I'm John fucking Cole. I'm here to cook some flat iron steaks.
You're a very old 20-year-old.
I'm one of those 20-year-olds that know a thing or two about steak. And I'm going to tell you a song. I'm going to sing you a song.
No, you'll tell me that song, John Cole.
Now my buttery smooth voice is going to take you on a journey. Everybody just chill out and listen to my song.